at 1890 Northeast Church Street in Jensen Beach. Call 772-341-9895 for more information or check out our denomination's website at www.eacommunion.org.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
There's another point about excellence. Excellence will broadcast your works near and far. You don't have to get on your high horse, your soapbox. You have to, you know, remember the Pharisees who weren't fair, you see? When they would go into a marketplace and they would want to give an alms, they'd see a beggar, they'd have their entourage with them, their long flowing robes, and they'd have a trumpeter. And when they saw the beggar, they'd stop. The trumpeter would trumpet, da 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 da. Everybody in the marketplace would stop and look. And the Pharisee'd take out something to give to the beggar, a Pharisee. Now, Jesus said that's his reward. That people watched you. You wanted people to watch, so they watched. That's your reward. You get no reward from heaven. Huh? See, excellence itself. You don't have to broadcast. Just be excellent. Be excellent in your attitude. We're going to get into this because excellence has to do with attitude. When we talk about attitude, we're talking about spirit. Think about it a moment. Your attitude is your spirit. Amen. Bad attitude, bad spirit. Amen. 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 Good attitude, good spirit. We'll talk about that a little later. But excellence will broadcast your works near and far. Now, excellence has to be found in the details of our everyday life. You can't call yourself being excellent and all you do is one thing excellent. Everything else you do is junky, cheap, half-hearted, halfway done. But this one thing you do. No. Real excellence, to really draw the presence of God, who is an excellent God, then excellence has to be found in the details of your life, all your endeavors. If you really become excellent, you can't just do one thing and say that, you know, you're walking in excellence. No, you're not. Because everything else, you just leave a trail. Amen? So catch it. It's important that we understand excellence has to be found in the details of our everyday. You can't go to work on Monday because you're tired and do a shabby job and you ain't really doing good work until Wednesday. Hump day. And Friday, you so raring to get off, you do another shabby job. No. True excellence is found in the details. Amen. You got a 15-minute break on the job. Why are you taking 30 minutes? And you ain't using the bathroom. You know, one amazing thing about excellence, as the Queen of Sheba testified, excellence on Solomon's part brought satisfaction to him and happiness to his servants. When you serve with excellence, people around you are blessed. When you serve with excellence, the servants of Solomon were happy. Amen. Queen of Sheba was blown away. She said, your servants, everything you got going on is wonderful. And now we're talking about a queen now. Amen. We're not talking about somebody off the street. Amen. We're talking about somebody that brought him, you'll see this, she brought more spices to him than was ever brought before or ever brought again. This queen was very, 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 very wealthy and royal. But when she beheld his excellence, let me give you some points of what the Queen of Sheba saw that blew her away, that made her faint in her spirit. Number one, she observed the way the house was built. See, excellence has to be found in the details. In the details of what the house was built. You know, when the house is built well, you know, you can observe somebody that's a carpenter or a builder. They can observe and see, wow, this house is built real well versus, you know, when they just threw something up or use faulty material. Everyone may not be able to eye it like an artist. I did a lot of art growing up. And so there are certain things I see or look for in a picture that someone without maybe a trained eye might not see it. If you say, oh, that's beautiful. No, they messed that up. You know what I'm saying? So she observed the way the house was built, the details. First thing, details. The details of our life are daily endeavors. See, build on details. Stop just being concerned with what people are going to see. Well, they ain't even going to see this part. I'm helping somebody here. Ain't nobody going to see this part, no way. So when somebody opened the closet, bowling balls, everything fall out. She observed the way the house was built, number one. Number two, she was impressed by the beauty of the house. The way the house was built and then how beautiful the temple was. She was impressed. We just read these things. Number three, she was mesmerized by the presentation of the foods that were served. Now we're talking about a queen. Mesmerized by the presentation of the food that was served. Number four, she was perplexed by the arrangements of his servants. They were off the chain with how they presented things, how they came in and out. Number five, she was intrigued by the style of service by the waiters, how they served. You know, when you go into a restaurant, it's important how the waitress or waiters serve you. You want to tip someone that serves you well. You don't want to tip somebody that doesn't serve you well. Next, she was amazed at the apparel that they wore. In other words, what are we looking at? What are we getting at? Everything they did, it was detailed with excellence. It wasn't nothing shabby about what they did. Well thought out, well executed, well prepared, well built, well decorated. She was entertained by the impressive cupbearers. They had this thing going on. Now we're talking about a queen now who's already accustomed to this. It ain't like somebody ain't never been there. She had her own palace. And then finally, she was impressed by the procession. It took her breath away. I can imagine it was some sight to see. You remember Solomon, God gave this man wisdom that he never gave to anyone else. Amen. Solomon knew or could quote 3,000 proverbs. Quote me one proverb. I see some of y'all in your mind quoting. Quote me two. Quote me five. Think about it. Solomon, and he wasn't just quoting. Amen. It was in him. He could take a plant and tell you the nature of the plant, the properties of the plant, what the medicinal properties of a plant. This man, God gave this man wisdom. Huh? And riches. Solomon didn't ask for his enemies. He didn't ask for long life. He didn't ask for riches. He said, Lord, I need wisdom to go in and out among your people, to lead them. And the Lord said, Solomon, because you didn't ask for your enemy and all of these things that others would have probably asked for, I'm gonna not only give you wisdom, I'm going to give you riches along with it. Amen. I'm going to give you a spirit of excellence. I'm going to give you all of this. Amen? Amen? Be mindful what you ask God for a lot of time. You know, so many are just looking for his hand. Search for his heart. That's what Solomon wanted. He touched God's heart. You know one wonderful thing about Solomon and why he brought such prosperity to Israel? The tradition for a king when he was inaugurated was to offer a bullock. And they would offer the bullock at the inauguration. You know what Solomon did? Solomon offered 1,000 bullocks. Amen. Not one, not 10, not 100, not 200, not 3,000. Imagine the largeness of heart that God gave to this man when only one was required. Think about how could you move God's heart if you know only one is required? But even if you choose to do 10 or 20, what about, is 100 out of the question? Amen. Huh? Think. I'm telling you, this is what moved God's heart. This is what really brings you into a whole other realm of things in God. And it's as I said earlier, there are those that are going to break out of certain limitations. Amen. Because you're not going to fear. And I'm not talking about just for an offering. I'm talking about even giving your life to different causes, to different things, where you really do it in a way of excellence, that you're going to break into realms that are rare, that few break into. Amen. So, excellence is the glue that holds the team together. Solomon had it going on. Who would want to leave there? Go get another job. What every night it was excellence. Amen. Every day it was, everything was excellent. That was a coveted position. Just to be a juggler. Amen. It's excellence that will hold the team together. It's the glue. I mean, happy workers stick around excellent people. Amen. And not just the way that you do things, but how you treat people. You need to treat people with excellence. Amen. Treat people so they feel like people. Amen. So they feel celebrated, appreciated. Amen. It doesn't take anything from you. It just enlarges you. Amen. Stop being threatened by people. Amen. Train them. Teach them. Impart understanding and knowledge to them. Don't feel like they're going to take your place. No, you know what that does? That makes you buoyant. As you give, God's going to raise you higher.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.